Hi there, this is Julian Joiello with The Positive Mind, bringing you ideas, concepts, and guests to help you lead a more positively minded life. And here hosting with me today is Ben Starr.
Hey, Julian.
In the studio.
Great to be here again.
And we're doing a special 2-hour program today, 1 to 3 p.m. And thank you for hanging on the last couple of weeks with our technical difficulties between WBAI studio down in Brooklyn. And we're back here today to bring you some incredible, incredible stuff. We've been getting a lot of letters from emails, cards, letters, phone calls, talking about how much the positive mind has affected people's lives. I mean, the last 35 years, Armand was on doing the positive mind. And today we're in this fun drive mode. And of course, as we know, you know, we don't like asking for money, but today we have something fantastic to bring you.
Definitely, Julian. This is pretty exciting, for at least for me. It's really exciting because Julian and I scoured through the physical archives of old Positive Mind programs. And again, these programs go back 35 years. So many of you out there listening, both on WBAI and on the podcast, are aware that there's an archive available online. And there's lots of great content on the website. However, we discovered a huge treasure trove of stuff that's not available online. And we've gone through the process of beginning to digitize that to make it available.
Right, yeah. So what happened is we actually found these physical copies of programs of Armand DeMille's, these archives on various forms of, you know, archiving DAT tapes, CDs, cassette tapes.
Yeah, even cassette tapes, unbelievably.
And all of these programs are not available anywhere. And they were just fantastic to listen to also. Like we spent, you know, last couple of weeks really going through these programs and handpicking the best programs to bring to you today.
Definitely. And today what we want to do is make these available to you. We want to make these available either as a digital download or on a flash drive that we'll send to you. And what we're doing is we're raising money for WBAI. We can't do this without you. This is really a fun drive to keep the station going, keep the lights on, pay for the rent on the station as well as the transmitter. And, of course, any donation goes directly to WBAI and is tax deductible. So this is hugely important in keeping us on the air, both WBAI and The Positive Mind. So we ask that you call right now, 212-757-5555. With your donations.
No, it's actually 212-757-4488.
Right, that's
212-757-4488. And that number is actually the reason we, it's not the call-in number today. It's actually the number you'll be calling to get us here at the DeMille Center where you can donate. And we do this because we like taking our donations in-house, because what happens is none of your donations get lost. None of your premiums don't get sent. We'll send these premiums out personally. Me, Ben, Audrey, and everybody else here at the DeMille Center will be working today and tomorrow to send you the premiums that you donate for.
So yeah, whatever you donate today, we will send out by tomorrow at the very latest. And again, that was my mistake. I guess I've said that call-in number so many times, it just became reflex, Julian. But the number to call with your donation is actually 212-757-4488.
212-757-4488. And this is just starting our 2-hour program here, 1 to 3 p.m. today, during this this summer fun drive here at WBAI.
And this really, Julian, this is how our listeners can be of service to WBAI, so that WBAI can continue to be of service to them.
Yeah, and we're really excited, actually. If you stay tuned today, I know it's a fun drive program. I know we're pitching this number. But actually, we're going to be bringing you plenty of clips and parts of these unique, unreleased programs. And we're calling it the Unreleased Archives of the Positive Mind with Armand DeMille.
Right, because they're not available online, Julian.
Yeah, and there's this huge demand for these archives, and we're excited to bring you them. So $150 donation will get you this flash drive or digital download with over 20 programs, handpicked by myself and Ben, from archives dating back to 2002. So this is way before the website came on. This is back, if you've been listening to The Positive Mind for the last 35 years, these are programs that you heard back when Armand was in his prime. This is really, and there's fantastic interviews on there too. Several programs with Eli Jackson Bear, Rachel Hott, Dr. Ken Christian.
And let's not forget Roberta Maria Atti.
And of course, Armand's old co-host, Roberta Maria Atti. Some fantastic stuff. Really excited to bring it to you. And we're going to actually play you a clip from one of our great programs on this flash drive.
Definitely. And again, Julian, that is a $150 donation to get this entire beginning of the old archives. However, any amount that you can help out with today goes a long way. Whatever it is, whatever you're comfortable with, whatever you're able to do, helps us a great deal. So give us a call here at the center, 212-757-4488, to show your love for The Positive Mind.
212-757-4488, and all of these donations go directly to WBAI and supporting The Positive Mind legacy. So we're going to bring you this little piece of one of these unique programs that you can't find anywhere else. Here we go.
We're going to look at hatred. Hatred is a strong underlying element in both sex and love. And we're going to get to that later. Most people who are listening to this program will say that they never hate. And if they do at all, they hate rarely and only under extraordinary circumstances. Like people who bomb the World Trade Center, like people who try to steal our oil, like, you know, they have rare, justifiable circumstances. But I don't think it's true, you see. I think most people hate and deny their hatred. They feel it, but keep it very secret and don't admit it, and it spills out, it spurts out, it bursts out. To make my case, look at how easy it is to locate self-hatred, right? A lot of people hate themselves. Do you ever hate yourself? Do you ever just hate yourself? Do you ever say, right? I wish I could hurt myself. So we know you've got the capacity to hate if you hate yourself. So you can't say you're a non-hateful person if you hate yourself, because that's at least one you're hating. Now, I'm not talking about anger. Anger is usually a shallow, brief feeling. It's a natural reaction to being hurt. Anger, we know, is appeased by an apology. It comes and it goes, but hatred runs deep to the very core. And before I go further, let me say that in the studio with me today, my friend, Rachel Hott.
Hi there. I didn't, you suddenly remembered me. Is that because you were talking about hate?
No, because it's your birthday, Rachel Hott's birthday today, everybody. And a celebration it should be had, because it's wonderful, and Rachel helps me research and most of the materials that we do here. So we're talking about hatred. Hatred is to anger, like abject despair is to sadness. You know, think about that. Hatred is one level, anger is another level. Hatred is all-consuming, anger is not. Or at least it shouldn't be. When anger is all-consuming, you're in trouble. And hatred is all-possessing. It takes you over completely. Think about it. You call it anger when you feel furious at someone, and you justify it as justifiable anger. They hurt you. You're angry. So, so angry that you lose all love at that moment. Now, there's the big key in the difference between anger and hatred. When you're angry at someone, you can still locate your love for them. You could be angry. I think part of the reason that we often are in tears when we're angry at someone is because we love them. We love them and we're mad at them. But when you hate them, there is no love. It's gone. Your eyes are dry. It's just pure.
You know, you look at your dog or your cat, you know, when they have chewed up something, and at that moment you want to just throw something at them. You know, you can feel so angry, and at the same time there's that knowing that they're, oh, so cute, you know, there's something about them. And that, of course, transfers to kids, you know, the times when they've done something that's just so horrible that you can't imagine how could they do that, embarrass the family, you know, take the car out without asking, whatever it is, and you're full of that moment of anger. And then again, underlying it is that love. And then there's a crossover, Armand. There's this crossover where when you start to really think about hating the child, where you start to imagine really hating the child, this kind of hate doesn't have the love. This is where the abuse starts to happen, you know, where people really begin to take it out on the child. That's no longer with love.
And, you know, take it out on the child. Well, the hatred is there, and we've got to look at hatred, you know. You think about hating your child. Imagine hating your child, actually hating them. And if you can imagine that feeling, you can understand where all the battering comes from. Battering comes from hatred, not from anger. So let's not confuse it. Hate, detest, abhor, abominate, despise, disdain, loathe, revile, scorn, animosity, enmity, antipathy, rancor, spite, venom, vindictiveness. Good, what a Scrabble board that would be. It's a Freudian Scrabble board, you know what I mean? If you look at the words and these are the words you see, well, at the end of it, hate, we could put detest and then we could put abhor. That's the feeling I'm talking about. Most of you carry it around with you somewhere tucked away, but it leaks out. You hate anybody you ever remember in your life? Did somebody abuse you as a kid? Do you carry around a little vengeance inside you somewhere? Hatred leaks out in those crazy, obsessive jealousies. It leaks out almost blind, violent, rageful attitudes. You know, and it's these attitudes that come out where you hate, and you could watch it. I watched it after 9/11, people walking around hating. I watched it when the radio station was going through its transitions. People hated other people, and then people hated back, and now people hate back. You know, and you the people you admire and love hate. And you wonder, where's the real root of this? Is this in the injustice? Do we really hate people because of an injustice that they committed because we felt powerless? Well, we're going to get to understanding that over the next few days because we're going to look at it. Justifiable hatred, you know? Like Jews and Arabs, you know? They carry for each other like they're taught as children. What was that thing you were saying before, Ramad?
Well, just that in Saudi Arabia, the children are taught to hate, you know, they're taught to hate Americans. And that this has been part of the cultural education. And what they were describing was that they no longer wanted the children to believe that hating meant to act out, that hating was one way of thinking, but to go out and seek attack was not the way that the education was supposed to be designed. So they have to change now what they're teaching the children about hate and hating Americans.
Yep, and we're going to take God out of it, so it's going to be okay when we... You know, if you think about it, you like we were supposed to feel for the Russians. Remember during when the Russians were our enemy? We were supposed to hate the Russians. We hated them for a while. Then we hated the Cubans for a while. We were supposed to hate the Afghanis, the Vietnamese, the Koreans. We were taught to hate. And in fact, if we could get our soldiers to hate, what would happen? They would kill, they would hurt, and they would feel no remorse. So hatred is one of the vehicles for the manipulation of soldiers. And it's a vehicle for the manipulation of you. As long as you have hatred running around in your system, you have a blind spot. Not only yours, but the hatred of people around you. You walk down the street, you see somebody walking down the street who's ranting and raging hate. And you wonder if they're on a cell phone. Remember, there used to be people who walk around and they would just be hateful all the time? You know, now you see, oh, he's just talking to his wife. I have this expression for many people nowadays. It's called ABM. ABM means all but medication. Okay, let me make our position clear. Hatred is wrong. it's wrong. Just now, I'm not a guy who does many rights and wrongs, but wrong means it's an anomaly. It's a funny thing you're going through, you know? But you're not bad for feeling it. So we have it, but you're not bad for feeling it.
Hatred is really abnormal. Hatred is the basis of all wars. Hatred is the basis of injustice. And it is part of the human condition. And what do we do with that? How do we deal with that? When we know that we're dealing, when we feel it.
And, you know, it's part of the thing that happens, because I think Roberta Achi was once saying that part of what happens when we all, you know, we all have testosterone, not just men, that part of what happens on the hunt is you increase the testosterone level and that drops the compassion level. But if you could get yourself to a point of hatred sometimes, you could do things in hatred that you couldn't do otherwise. Like you could kill, you could attack, you could go for food, you could desperately take care of yourself. Hatred can be a motivator, and many people use it as a motivator. And in fact, with many animals, you know, in more primitive forms, there's this automatic hatred. I mean, why do dogs automatically hate cats? Do you ever wonder about that? I mean, what's this thing that goes on between the two? You think we should bring them down and have them sit down and talk to each other a little bit? Hey, what's going on between you two? Anyway, I'm not sure that's really true anyway. Exploration of hatred could be one of the most important learning experiences of our lives, because I'm going to show you nooks and crannies of the human brain that fester hatred. We're going to cover where hatred comes from, how it manifests, and what you can do about it. We're going to talk about how love and rage intertwine. And why? And how rage and sex become easy bed partners. You know, sometimes when people talk about great sex, they talk about the tremendous passion that they feel from their partner as it's being such a turn on. And when we get to it, I'm going to show you that very high passion frequently is not love at all, but a deep hatred that highly sexual people often feel for their sexual partners. Isn't that something? I hate you. Wham, bam, you know, frenzy, you know? And in fact, it looks like it. So when you ask a kid, did you ever see your parents having sex? Yeah, they look like they were mad at each other. Maybe you are. Maybe that's what it's about. A chance to experience your hatred. Hey, we'll get to it. The hatred exchange of spontaneous, anonymous sexual partners. How about compulsive sex, cruising? Does that have anything to do with love? Or even sex? Or is it about hatred? What about rape? Is rape about sex? Or is it about hatred? Hatred, the undiscussed emotion. And maybe it's not an emotion. Maybe hatred would be better described as a state of being. Do you know what I mean? When you hate, you're totally consumed. You're all engrossed. In fact, many people describe their moments of hatred as, I was beside myself. Interesting perception, beside myself. Like you stepped out of yourself and you were watching yourself possessed by some rageful demon. You lost it. You were so consumed that you were no longer home.
Armand DeMille talking about hatred, the undiscussed emotion. We have that as well as many other clips on offer today. Once again, pulling clips from the unreleased archives, the physical archives that Julian and I have spent the last few weeks digging through and extracting what we feel are the most interesting, most compelling shows. We have other shows, including subjects like sexual dependency, conversational tools. Armand was one of the great conversationalists I ever met. Things like Your Own Worst Enemy and The Many Faces of Love, with fantastic guests like Eli Jackson Bear, who was a fixture on the program, as well as Roberta Maria Atti, a longtime co-host here, and Rachel Hott, who you just heard.
Right, and that program that we were just listening to was just a part of a two-hour program called Hatred with Rachel Hott from 2002. And if you've just tuned in, today we have a 1 to 3 p.m. special fun drive program. We'll be bringing you pieces of what we're offering today, which is the unreleased archives of The Positive Mind with Armand DeMille. Now, we've had a high demand for people asking just like, can you replay his old stuff? Can we hear Armand? We miss him. We want to hear him, but we've heard everything on the archive. And Ben and I went out and went digging through our archives here at the center and picked out the best programs that we could find from 2002. Now, this is only the beginning.
All right, it's the tip of the iceberg.
Tip of the iceberg of a long process of us taking this this amazing content that is really not been available to anybody and bringing it to you. So call 212-757-4488. 212-757-4488 is the number here at the center. We'll be taking your donations today, 1 to 3 p.m.
Julian and I literally dusted off this box that was sitting in a corner, and inside this box was like a treasure chest of all kinds of shows dating back years and years and years on all kinds of media formats. And we've spent the last couple weeks turning these into digital files that we're able to share with you. And we want to help you and give you this stuff, but we also need your help, and that's what we're doing today, is we're asking for your help. Any contribution you can make goes a long way towards keeping The Positive Mind on the air and keeping WBAI on the air. But for a $150 contribution, we're able to send you this collection of old shows, either as a download or on a physical flash drive. So once again, the number to call, 212-757-4488. And I want to thank those of you who are out there in New York City and the surrounding area listening on WBAI. For those of you who are listening around the world on our podcast, thanks again for tuning in and listening. And we'd like to ask for your support as well. So I know we have many listeners out there across America. We got some emails from as far away as Mississippi and Turkey and France and Mexico and Washington State.
Ireland, Taiwan. Yeah, Mexico is a big one. We get a lot from there too. I mean, fantastic stuff. And we want to make sure that you can get this special unreleased archive package too. I mean, this is available if you call that number, 212-757-4488. If you're listening at to this tonight or Wednesday on the podcast, just call during business hours here in New York City, and we'd love to take that donation and send you this package.
Absolutely.
Really, really would love for you to be a part of this.
So, if you're on the podcast, call us between 9 in the morning and 5 at night. And you can call us. The number again is 212-757-4488. And give us a call. You could speak to Audrey or one of the many other lovely and fantastic people here at the DeMille Center. Your support is very much appreciated. And a reminder to everyone, both listening on WBAI and on the podcast, is your contributions are tax deductible. So that's another thing to consider.
Yeah, I mean, we've received so many questions and emails and calls, and personally, people have come up to me both at the center and outside of the center, just coming up to me asking, what can I do to help? How can I be a part of this aftermath, this whole experience afterwards? What can I do to make sure that The Positive Mind continues? This is what you can do. You can donate to WBAI today. Call 212-757-4488. 212-757-4488. That's the number here. We're taking those donations. And if you donate $150, which is, and when you think about what this is, it's really incredible. It's over 20 programs, unreleased archives of The Positive Mind with Armand DeMille, stuff that you've never heard before. I mean, never. And if the only way you would have heard it is if you were listening
15, 20 years ago.
Right.
Yeah.
And this is Armand in his prime. It's exciting stuff, bringing you ideas that are constantly new, exciting concepts, looking at every side of the coin. And really, really excited to bring you guys this. I mean, me, Ben and I had a great time looking through these archives, and we're sure that you'll enjoy that too.
Julian had a visit from the grammar police, so that's why he,
I'm watching with that. Ben and I. But 212-757-4488, 212-757-4488 is our number here. Make sure to call. We've got calls coming in. Make sure to continue calling. We've got people waiting to take those donations. If you can't donate $150, donate $50. Donate $100. Everything helps.
Every penny counts. And you know, Julian, I've told you this so many times, you're probably so tired of hearing it, but the positive mind made such an impact on my life long before I got here as part of the team. I was a listener like many of you out there, so many of you, and the lessons and the concepts and the themes that Armand explored over the years really helped me as far as examining my own life. So, you know, if this show has meant something to you, here's your chance to give a little bit back and express that, how much it's meant to you. So one more time, the number to call here at the DeMel Center, 212-757-4488. And we ask for you to call in, make your tax-deductible contribution. Again, any amount you can call in with goes a long way towards preserving both WBAI and the legacy of the positive mind. And one more reminder, that is tax-deductible, so, you know, if that helps, that could go a long way. So we want to also continue to bring you some more examples of what we're going to share with you when you're able to call in and pledge at that $150 level. And we'll be doing that shortly. First, we're going to go and play you some songs, some music, and that is also stuff that we're going to be sharing with you as well.
Yes, we're actually putting some picks of Armand's favorite music, international music. We called it Armand's Esoterica, and it was a playlist he actually dubbed Armand's Esoterica himself, and I know people love his music. The listeners have always loved his music choices, so exciting stuff. That'll be on that flash drive or digital download. If you donate now, 212-757-4488, 212-757-4488. Make sure to help this station. If you love this station, if the positive mind played an integral part in your life, donate today and make sure that you help continue this legacy and listen to that legacy. It's exciting stuff. Stay tuned, and we're going to bring you a little bit of music. And you're listening to WBAI 99.5 FM in New York City, The Positive Mind.
Yo soy Ángela Rivas y deseo hacer una donación a WBAI para ayudar el programa The Positive Mind with Armand DeMel. Este programa ayuda a personas alrededor del mundo. Yo sé que este programa se escucha en mi pueblo natal, en Moca, en la República Dominicana. Por favor, llame al 212-757-4488 y haga una donación. 212-757-4488, demuestre su amor.
Junkie walking through the twilight, I'm on my way home. I left 3 days ago, but no one seems to know I'm gone. Home is where the hatred is. Home is filled with pain, and it may not be such a bad idea if I never went home. As you can and ask me why. Hang on to your rosary beads, close your eyes and watch me die. You keep saying kick it, quit it, Lord, but did you ever try?
212-757-4488 is the number to call. Thank you for all of those who have been calling in. And if you get a busy signal, keep trying, keep calling back. 212-757-4488.
Home is where I live inside. White powder dreams. Home was once an empty vacuum that's filled now with my silent screams. Home is where the needle marks try to heal my broken heart. It might not be such a bad idea if I never went home. Stand as far away from me as you can and ask me why.
212-757-4488. 212-757-4488 is our number here at the DeMille Center. Make your donation now.
You keep saying kick it, quit it, Lord, but did you ever try to turn your sick soul inside out so that the world, and the world can watch you die, can watch you die, watch you die, watch you die. You say kick it, you keep saying quit it.
Esther Phillips with Home is Where the Hatred Is. Nice version that I wasn't aware of. I'm used to Gil Scott Heron's version, but that's a real tidy little clip right there. You're listening to The Positive Mind here on WBAI 99.5 FM on your dial or on podcast. Thanks to all of you listening on the podcast today. For those of you podcasters listening in, we'll be able to send you a digital download since it may be difficult for us to be mailing flash drives to South America and Europe and Asia.
Yeah, if you're in America, we can still mail you that flash drive, but it might be difficult internationally. It might cause a little bit much. But
domestic podcasters.
Domestic podcasters.
We can send you a flash drive.
Yes.
And anyone listening on WBAI, we can send you a flash drive for sure. Again, we have the very beginning, as we said, the tip of the iceberg of the older Positive Mind archives. Some real vintage classic stuff. Great topics, great guests, some real classic fixtures on the Positive Mind that Armand had frequently, like Eli Jackson Bear and Roberta Maria Atti, with real great insight and interesting dynamic between them.
Right, and if you just tuned in, what we're talking about here on the Positive Mind on WBAI is we're offering this special flash drive, this unreleased archive, the unreleased archives of The Positive Mind with Armand DeMille. So let me say that again. The unreleased archives of The Positive Mind with Armand DeMille. With a $150 donation, you get this special, unique, exciting package from us. By flash drive or digital download, over 20 programs of stuff that you've never heard of The Positive Mind. And this isn't on the website. This isn't on the podcast. This is stuff that you can only get through us. And we're bringing you the best of the best. The best that we could find on these physical archives. You know, his top guests, Rachel Hott, Dr. Ken Christian, Eli Jackson Bear. We just said these names. They're fantastic people to listen to. Armand and his relationship with these people really, really shine through these programs. And, I mean, just to give you a couple of names of the programs that we've got on here, Hatred with Rachel Hott, Conversational Tools with Joseph Grenny, Your Own Worst Enemy with Dr. Ken Christian, The Many Faces of Love with Daphne Rose Kingman, Sexual Dependency, Loving Somebody for What They Do. I mean, this is such exciting stuff. And Armand always takes, he would always take an idea that you maybe understood and felt that you had decided your opinion on and kind of look at the other side of it. And that's the exciting thing with these programs.
He would flip it around and turn it inside out and make you see things from a whole new perspective, which is what definitely drew me in as a listener.
Right. And if The Positive Mind meant anything to you, means anything to you, WBAI WBAI means anything to you, make sure to call this number, 212-757-4488, 212-757-4488. And we'll be on 1 to 3 p.m. today for this special program. And we're going to actually bring you another piece of one of these programs.
Yeah, definitely. We want to bring the next clip just to give you a taste of what's going to be on this flash drive. Want to thank everyone who's called in so far. And if you're having trouble getting through, we just ask you to keep trying and be patient and keep trying that number, 212-757-4488.
212-757-4488. And now here is another nugget of wisdom from Armand's unreleased archives. Stay tuned.
Vulnerability is described as that which can be wounded or that which can be wounded or injured. Another interpretation is it's something that is open to attack or hurt by a criticism. So let's think about that. Let's think about what it is to have control over that, because, my friends, today I'm going to start with a premise. The premise is that if all bad feelings, that all bad feelings, every bad feeling you have comes from vulnerability or a sense of vulnerability. And in fact, I'll further state that if you examine this concept with me today, if you look at your own sense of vulnerability, you will be stronger. By the end of today, you will have improved your mental status. Because the most vulnerable person is the person who is not aware of their own vulnerability. How are you vulnerable? What is your vulnerability? What is the one place where you're always sent from your sensible mind into your not-so-sensible mind? What's the thing that could get you? For example, you're a kind, loving, sweet human, relatively well-balanced, having a good day when you go out with your mate for a nice dinner. All is well, but walking down the street is a very good-looking, scantily clad beauty. And your significant other turns his or her head, and it happens. The bug, jealousy, rage, inadequacy, swim over you like a slow flame. You know, and it comes over you, and you just, because you're vulnerable to that jealousy. If you're vulnerable to jealousy, it bites you. You're at its mercy. It is your vulnerability. If somebody wants to manipulate you, and they knew your secret, you know, if they knew your secret that you get jealous, they could do anything they want with you. In effect, they can manipulate you. So, for example, you walk into a place and a car dealer wants to sell a car, and he hires somebody who is attractive and successful looking to look like they're interested in the same car that you're interested in. See? And they vaguely set up a little competition. And then they make believe you're winning the competition, and they say you can have this car because, you know, you were here first, or you show a more genuine, and they manipulate you by your jealousy. Very often people do this. You know, an attractive man may often be the one who is desired by many other women because your jealousy drives you. Jealousy, the element of the romantic, it's a deep vulnerability. There are many other vulnerabilities that we live with. How about this one? The need to always be in control of your life. The need that no one under any circumstance will ever have power over your life. Did you ever see people like that? Are you one of those folks? So you have major problems with authority figures. That is your Achilles heel. Because you're afraid to let anybody have any control over your life. You don't want to be, you won't want to get a job. You can't have power over your existence. You can't have a boss who says you're fired or you're going to move up the ladder. You can't afford to have an authority. That's your vulnerability. How could you work for someone? How could you take a job? How could you stay at your job for any length of time? People who are vulnerable in this way with these control issues, they usually work at jobs a very short period of time. Then they always find fault with the boss, always. And they always leave the job. But how could they have a career? Even having a career is stunted because of their vulnerability. How can you allow yourself to be a student, you know, to a teacher? Let's say you find a great teacher. If you have that much trouble with authority, how can you surrender? How can you let the teacher show you? So that's a different kind of vulnerability. Or are you somebody who gets easily angry? You know, anger itself can be your vulnerability. For some people, you strike their vulnerability like jealousy, but they feel jealous and then they get anger. And anger is their defense against their vulnerability. You know what I mean? But other people, anger itself is the vulnerability. Let me explain that to you. Some people react with anger, but if you get under the anger, you find this really person feeling very frail. But other people, it is the anger itself that is their vulnerability. Certain people spend their lives controlling anger. You know, they control their own anger, and they're always controlling anger. They're even kind who are peacemakers. If they see anger, they're always putting out the fires. They're making sure that people are always at peace. They're not vulnerable to anger because they handle anger perfectly. Not perfectly, but I mean they're always handling it. They don't get angry. But on the other hand, the perfectionist, the one who is the preacher, the one who is righteous, the one who is always telling you what is right, usually they're a specialist in one area. They're absolute experts and they sound angry. Boy, when they lose it, they really lose it. You look at a preacher on television who is telling you about God, and when all of a sudden he's there and he's, you know, Jimmy Swaggart will be up there and he'll be saying, I am, and then he gets more and more involved and more, and he gets angry. And he gets carried away with his anger in the name of God, in the name of righteousness. These people are pushovers. This is the kind that makes the weakest fighter, because they strike out blindly, where their enemies defeat them by the weight of their own rage. That's why boxers taunt each other, you know. That's why you hear them saying, you know, your mother wears army shoes. Stuff like that, to try to get the other guy to get really rageful. Even football players on a football line will be saying these things to taunt each other, just to get the other person to be more rageful so they'll be less conscious, so they'll be less in their minds when they're thinking, you know, when they're trying to work this stuff out. See, if you could incite a rage attack, which is predictable, it's blind and it's ineffective. So that's another kind of vulnerability. What is your vulnerability? Do you get angry too much? Is that what happens to you? You get jealous. Another kind of vulnerability is pride. Now, there's a big one here in America, especially. In a world where we have narcissism as almost our primary symptom of every human in America, you know, in America is a narcissistic society. Pride, appearance, efficiency, being noticed, vulnerability. Somebody doubts your efficiency, you get crushed. Somebody says to you that you are, you're not doing the job, or your appearance is not worthwhile. You're doing the, you know, this is a place of vulnerability. Here's where you could get hit. You could get hit in one or another area. Usually it's intellectual. If you know where you're most vulnerable, you can work on it. Because why should we be at the mercy of our own vulnerabilities? What is jealousy about, you know? I mean, jealousy really is about feeling inadequate, isn't it? Don't we know that? If you felt confident, what would you care? You know, I mean, who's going to take anything away from you that's worth keeping? Anger, what's anger about? You know, what are all these emotions about? Vulnerability. In what way are you vulnerable? You know? What way does it happen to you? How can they get you? What is your sore spot? What is your trigger?
Vulnerability, what a powerful thing. We got a lot more of that on the full episode that we're offering today on this flash drive when you call us at 212-757-4488.
Right, that's just a small 8-9 minute piece of an hour-long program, which is one of over 20 hours of programs that we're giving you today if you donate here at 212-757-4488. So if you donate this $150 donation, you get this unreleased archive of The Positive Mind with Armand DeMille. And that's not one program, that's not two programs, not five programs, but over 20 programs.
Yeah, I mean, it comes out to less than $7 per episode.
Right, and if you value The Positive Mind at all, I mean, this stuff is irreplaceable, unattainable anywhere else, and really just fantastic to have.
You know, I'll never forget your face when you went into that closet and pulled out just these stacks and stacks of old old programs. I mean, Julian looked like a little kid who just like ran down the stairs on Christmas and found all this music, and or rather programming. So yeah, it was hilarious. It was unbelievable. And,
right.
It was a great find.
It was great. We each got a big stack and said, okay, I'm going to take this home. I'll let you know what I find. And we were so surprised and excited to find so much great, great stuff.
I got to tell you, I ride the subway all the time, right? And I've never felt funny or weird about riding the subway. I never felt vulnerable, if you will. But riding the subway home with that spindle of CDs, I felt like I was carrying a briefcase with $1 million in it. I was real careful and almost paranoid of, I can't let my bag go because I have gold in my bag. I have
right.
to get home safely so
yeah.
I can, go through this and see
yeah.
what's on here.
And we hate to put a price on it today, but we're asking for your donations. We're not selling this thing. We're giving it to you for helping us here at WBAI. And by donating, you're helping keep this program on the air, keep Armand's legacy alive, keep WBAI going over the airwaves, and keeping this station that you listen to, that you love, on the air.
Yeah.
And we wanted to bring you this stuff because we knew that everybody really, really, really wanted this.
And really, when you think about it, when you think about the world of media, and you think about what kind of world and what kind of information do you want to be out there? I mean, when I tune into most traditional media, whether it's television or radio, it's the same few companies that own every one of these stations and that are controlling the message that you hear. WBAI is free speech. It's free information. It's really the voice of an entire section of population that doesn't get to be heard on television or on traditional radio. And that's why it's so important that we keep this kind of station alive, that we keep it and preserve this gem, what I consider a gem of media, for future generations to have free access to radical information that is really, I think, suppressed, frankly,
yeah.
by a lot of the mainstream media outlets.
Yeah, and who knows how long we'll be able to offer this kind of thing. This might be this one chance to receive this incredible, unique package. And we would love to send this to you. And we would really, thank you to everyone who's been calling in and continue calling in. We're on till 3 p.m. today, taking your phone calls at 212-757-4488. Make that donation.
Yeah.
Support this station and make sure that WBAI stays on the air and you get to continue listening to it wherever you are, in your car, in your living room, in your kitchen.
On your computer.
On your computer. Make sure that you can continue listening to the programming that you love.
And for those of you who have listened over the years and have always said, yeah, maybe I'll make a contribution, maybe I'll make that donation, and you never got around to it, today's your chance. Today's the day for you to pick up that phone because we really can't do it without you. We need you and your support to continue this fantastic journey. And yes, it's true what Julian said. We don't know what the status will be, whether we'll be able to continue offering this sort of premium and other premiums, what will happen going forward. So what we need from you today is for you to pick up those phones and call us at 212-757-4488.
212-757-4488. And for all those making your donations, thank you so much. Any donation counts. $20, $10. If you can't afford this, we'll figure some way to get some stuff to you because we really, really appreciate your support. And everything that you can do, it can help us. I mean, in any way you can, call 212-757-4488. These are the unreleased archives of The Positive Mind with Armand DeMille, the beginning of an exciting journey into the depths of Armand
yeah.
DeMille's archives and stuff that you're not going to hear anywhere else. You can't find this online. You can't find this here at the center.
Can't find it on Amazon.
Can't find it anywhere else.
Can't except find it at Best Buy.
Right here. 212-757-4488. 212-757-4488 is our number. And please, please call in so you don't miss out on this because this stuff, I mean...
This is a good one. This is a real good one.
Seriously.
And as Julian said before, he said this is the best of the best. But remember, this is the best of the tip of the iceberg. It's the best of a one-year stretch. And we found over a decade of archives that we're going to continually be working on to bring to you as much as we can.
Right. And if it's just for, you know, if you want to own part of this legacy, I mean, you get to get this. This is yours. You get to, you know, you donate $150 and we're going to send you these files. You can do what you want with them. You can give them to your family, your friends, your children. You can give it to them and share that knowledge that you really can't find anywhere else, that non-judgmental, that exciting new ideas from Armand DeMille here on The Positive Mind, that the stuff that he left behind we're bringing to you today. And it comes on a flash drive or a digital download for a $150 donation. Call 212-757-4488, 212-757-4488.
You know, Julian, I remember the first time I heard The Positive Mind years back. It was a hot summer day, one of those hot summer days where the pavement is like making the air melt, making pictures in the air. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I was driving through Fresh Meadows, Queens, and this voice came to me through the air, and it was like magic. And after that, it was like almost an obsession. I would listen Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays.
Right, and this is these archives are from those days when he was on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, actually some even on Mondays. So 4 days a week, you were listening to The Positive Mind every day, and this was this beautiful mantra. You would wake up, and you go out to your day, and then at 1 o'clock p.m. on WBAI, right in the middle of the dial, you'd hear Armand's voice, and that voice is so, so unique, and everybody knows it. It's that grizzly, exciting, so much personality in it. He's such a funny guy, too, and it's like Armand was bringing us this incredible stuff that you can't find anywhere else, and we wanted to bring that to you.
And that was what pulled me into WBAI, Julian. I mean, after that, I would listen to The Positive Mind every day, but I also started listening to more shows. I started listening to the music shows on the weekends and some of the news shows, both in the morning and the afternoon. And I have to say, there is no radio station like this anywhere in the tri-state area. WBAI really is a standout. It's a diamond in the rough. It's a treasure that we have to protect and that we have to pass on and that we have to continue to support. Because really, there's nowhere else like it. There's nothing else like it in media, locally or nationally. And it's important for us to support that kind of thing.
Again, and absolutely, support this station. Donate now, 212-757-4488. So jam-packed on this flash drive or this digital download that we'll send you right away. We've got a playlist of Armand's favorite international music, along with 20 hours of programming that you've never heard before, or you heard 15 years ago. And if you did hear it back then, I'm sure it's just a wisp in your head and you're wishing you could listen to it again.
It's going to open the floodgates for an avalanche of memories.
Seriously, and it's such exciting stuff. It's a hodgepodge of ideas.
It's a hoi polloi.
Ahoy polloi. We've got love on here, anger, hate, you know, all kinds of different programming. Love and dependency is one of them. Loving somebody for what they do. I mean, just think about that for a second.
Yeah, lots of great stuff around relationships and sexuality.
Right.
Which was really, I think, one of Armand's strongest topics.
Right. I mean, there's a program we have on here that was fantastic. I was listening to it last night again, called Your Relationship with Betrayal. And just think about that. I mean, what is your relationship to betrayal? Who talks about this stuff? Nobody.
Nobody.
Nobody talks about this. And even then, in 2002, when this program was done, this was incredible, and still now. And your relationship betrayal, like, are you somebody who finds people who, you know, want to betray you? And that's what he kind of talks about. Are you somebody that seeks that out subconsciously?
Can you imagine turning on the 6 o'clock news and next, your relationship with betrayal?
Right.
I mean, no way, man.
No way. And you only find this here on WBAI 99.5 FM. On The Positive Mind, and we want to bring you these programs. That is just one of over almost two dozen programs that we're going to be bringing you on flash drive or digital download. Make sure to call this number, 212-757-4488, 212-757-4488. These programs will come on a flash drive or digital download, over 20 programs handpicked by myself and Ben.
It's
from
almost
archives.
A full day's worth of content, Julian. I mean, you could boil yourself a monster pot of espresso and sit there and listen to it, not even sleep for like a whole day.
Right. Or if you're missing out, if you're saying on Thursdays, oh, I wish I could listen to The Positive Mind, you could supplement, subsidize your radio listening. And, you know, at 1 p.m., a la Armand DeMille, put on this program and listen to that. And you'll have 20 weeks of programming, if you think of it that way. So really exciting stuff. Along with this, we'll also throw in that extra playlist of Armand's favorite international music. And we know people love, love Armand's handpicked music. And I do too.
Music from South America, Europe, Africa. It's good stuff.
All over. And we'll play you a little bit of that at the break coming up. It is almost 2 p.m. here in New York City. A hot summer day.
Lovely day.
But exciting, exciting stuff. 212-757-4488. You're listening to WBAI 99.5 FM in New York City. We're on our summer fun drive, and you're listening to The Positive Mind. My name is Julian Joiello, and Ben Starr is here also. And we are offering you some incredible, unique, and remarkable stuff that you're not going to find anywhere else, I promise. Only here. So call 212-757-4488. Make that donation. Tax deductible goes directly to WBAI and making sure that the station stays on the air. So keep calling 212-757-4488. If you're having problems getting through, just keep calling. Keep calling 212-757-4488. We're coming to 2 p.m. right now, just a couple minutes, and we're going to be going on for another hour, and we'll be bringing you more samples of what is on this flash drive or digital download today. So thank you so much for staying tuned and sticking with us here. Really continue calling in. I'm loving the flashing lights on our phone right now. 212-757-4488.
Yeah, thanks. Big thanks to everyone who's called in and help support what we do here at The Positive Mind and on WBAI more generally. Because it's important work, and it's important that there is an alternative media outlet in New York City, the number one media market in North America.
And here's a little bit of that international music for you. Stay tuned to WBAI 99.5 FM.
Üşküdar'a giderken aldı da bir yağmur Üşküdar'a giderken aldı da bir yağmur Katibimin satırızı uzun eteği camur Katibimin satırızı uzun eteği camur Katib uykudan uyanmış gözleri mahmur Katib uykudan uyanmış gözleri mahmur Katibin min bin katibin elle karışır Katibin mi satırete palto ne güzel yaraşır
Üsküdar is a little town in Turkey, and in the old days, many women had male secretaries.
And no, you did not just hit rewind. We are in hour two of our special edition of The Positive Mind here on 99.5 FM, WBAI on your dial, bringing you ideas, concepts, and guests, as always, to help you lead a more positively minded life. And today, Julian and I are bringing you clips and segments from a vast treasure trove of old archives that we've been able to dig up. And it's been really exciting for the two of us to explore this on our own and hear stuff that we've never heard before, and we want to share it with you today.
Yeah, and finding these archives for me and Ben was like opening up, cracking some safe, and just finding a pile of gold or something. Like, if you ever seen those cartoons, somebody jumps around, rolls around in a pile of gold coins. Yeah. This is kind of what it felt like. I mean, I'm sitting there putting these CDs in my computer and just so excited to hear the next word that comes out of it. And all of it has been so, so great. And we want to, again, bring the best of these to you. There's so much stuff on this flash drive or digital download that we can send you. So much stuff. Over 20 hours of programming. Unique programming that you cannot hear online or anywhere else. So that number we've been giving out today, 212-757-4488. 212-757-4488. People have been utilizing it. Continue utilizing it. 212-757-4488. Call that number to make a donation here to WBAI 99.5 and get your copy of this unique, unique package.
And if you're out there on your computer listening on a podcast, maybe you're sitting in Turkey or Brazil or one of the many countries that we've received emails from, where we know we have a great listening audience around the world. Those of you listening in on the podcast, we can still absolutely use your support, and we would send you these files as a digital download instead of a flash drive.
Yes,
unless you're based in the United States, we can send you that flash drive. But if you're a podcaster around the world, as we know there are many of you, we can send you a digital download if you're able to contribute at that $150 level. And call our center here between 9 and 5 New York time. So that's New York work hours, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 212-757-4488. Once again, 212-757-4488 is the number to call. If you're listening in the New York area here on 99.5 FM, we ask you to call that number now. If the number is busy and you have trouble getting through, please keep trying. Again, these tax-deductible contributions go a long way towards keeping WBAI operating and on the air and towards keeping the Positive Mind broadcasting on WBAI. So we want to bring you another taste of what's going to be on this flash drive. It's another clip. It's a really, really special clip for me because I feel like everything that Armand taught me about working on the radio is present here in this clip. He always told me, be a storyteller, right? Create imagery. Give people pictures that they can paint in their minds with your words. And so this is a clip where I think he does that fantastically. And he uses a great metaphor to sort of illustrate, I guess, why people need to just get along better. So here it goes. Here's a clip about Armand talking about how people are different.
Imagination. Imagine, friends. Get this one. Imagine that you traveled to another planet, which was populated not only by dogs. No, it was populated only by dogs. Dogs everywhere, just like the kind we have here. Big dogs, little dogs, chihuahuas, Great Danes, collies, basset hounds, German shepherds, all nice dogs. Just picture this. You're on another planet and there's all dogs, no mean dogs, right? Dogs everywhere. Everywhere you go, dogs are. Now, if you have a bad history with dogs, forget about it. You know, if a dog bit you when you were a kid and you don't like dogs, these are just dogs. So you get a chance to see all the different dogs every day. Imagine, my friends, that you sat back in amazement at the differences between the dogs. You could sit in a spot and see that some dogs weigh 100 pounds, like a Rottweiler, like Vi, the famous Rottweiler. And they could be playing with dogs that are tiny, like little dogs, you know, and they could walk side by side, and there could be so many of them, and the shapes are different, the way they walk is different, the stride is different. Everything about their lives, They're like different flowers in the garden. You know what I mean? So imagine your curiosity, the awe, the wonder you would have if you were on a planet with all dogs and you were just looking at the different kinds of dogs. And there were many kinds of, you know, there are many Chihuahuas, but all the Chihuahuas looked alike, and many Great Danes, and all the Great Danes looked alike, but each one was different in their own kind of way, different spotting, different something. Now, if you walked into a place where every day every one of the 150 AKC breeds, right? These are 150 different breeds that we have, plus all the mutt combinations as well. Now, think about those mutt variations. You know, like crosses between a Siberian Husky and a Foxhound, you know, or a Dachshund, and, you know, fascinating, amazing. How many different combinations are there? You think it's politically incorrect to say mutt? You know, maybe we should be saying cross. Well, anyway, there's a point to this, my friends. Now, let's move to Central Park. Get off that other planet and move to Central Park, and we'll allow a day when you could go to the park and all the dogs are invited to attend. And they get along with each other, and they're without leashes. There are no humans, so you get a chance to be with every breed of dog, every class, every mutt, all free, no humans, just walking around, playing, curious the way dogs get curious. Let's make it perfect. Even the doggy poop is isolated to a giant sandbox. You don't have to deal with that either. So there's no fighting, there's no dirt, there's no nothing, just dogs. Now, all you have is hundreds of different types of dogs, and you could relax, and you could observe, and you could just be around all this dog energy. Wouldn't that be fun? Wouldn't it be fun? I mean, it just sounds like a lot of fun. Well, okay, let's take this a step further, and where are we going today, and why is this on the positive mind? You create it as a perfect dog day afternoon. No problems, no fears, just kind-hearted dogs to see and be with. Now, some of you have prejudice against dogs. You know that? Like, you may not like a black dog or a white dog, or you may not like dogs that are certain kinds. You may say, oh, I hate that kind of dog. You know, just like people feel about certain races. You know, we have the same kind of prejudice. But in this world, all the dogs are allowed by you. So now we're going to shift the field once again. Let's try it with people. You go to a different planet, Mars, and all the Martians are mixed. They don't look alike. Some have four heads, some have three arms. Each one is different than another. Can you picture that? Can you picture different, you know, things sticking out of different parts of their bodies, different heads, different arms? So now you're curious again, and you're looking, and here you are on this planet where you're the only human, and you're looking at them, and they're all different, and you're curious. And this curiosity gets engendered, and you keep saying, wow, it's amazing how different they could be. So here's what I'm curious about, friends. What's happened to your curiosity with other people? See, this is a question. I was sitting at a diner one day, and I was looking around, and I was surprised by the variations of people that were sitting in this diner. It was a cold day, so some were drinking tea, some were drinking coffee, some were drinking soup, kind of warming themselves up. And when you watch people in a diner, they're very unusual because they're in their own world, especially if they're alone, you know? It's like they are just being themselves. I saw all kinds of people because, like, they really show their uniqueness when people are trying to deal with things like cold weather and just trying to get some soup or something. Do you see the difference in everybody? One of my students wants to clone me. They say, what we want to do is we want to be able to see with your eyes. And they want to know what I see when I look at people. Now, you know, as a diagnostician, I look at people and I see problems and I see what people are dealing with. But you know what I see that most people don't see? I see what it's like to be another human. Imagine what that's like. Well, maybe you're the same way. I know what it's like for many people and what it feels like inside them, inside their body. What's it like? That's what I kind of look for. That's what I look for day to day. I basically look at every human and wonder what it feels like to be them. You know, like if you were a chiropractor and you saw people walking in a bent way, you may, out of curiosity, bend your shoulders over and wonder, what's it like to be like them? You know, what's it like? What's it like to move like that? What's it like to shuffle that way? What's it like to be that stiff? What's it like to be that heavy, that light, that different? What's it feel like physically? That's one. What's it feel like emotionally to be that other person? Well, let's go back to the dogs for a minute. We could look at all the different kinds of dogs, and we wonder what kind of dog is, you know, one dog leaps and yelps and jumps, and the other dog kind of lumbers, and we kind of wonder what it's like to be a dog. But is there something about understanding what people feel that we don't want to do? Maybe it's not in our best advantage, you know, maybe it's not to our advantage to really ask what do the other people feel. Look around you, my friends. Who are you with now? Look around your room. Look at some of the photographs that might be around you. If you're alone, look somewhere and see, even look at a newspaper. What does that person feel like? What's it like to be them? Now, this is a fascinating question because I tell you, friends, it opens up a whole world. I don't have to go on vacation very often because my vacation is people. I see people and I really think they're amazing in their variations. Now, one friend of mine believes that you should spend all your time observing what you feel, you know, just observing yourself and matching your own feelings. And they think you should spend as little time outside as possible, so they lower their eyes. And they're not looking in the outside world. You see them walking around tuned into themselves at all times, but not tuned into the other people. They think that that's the best way, that that's their kind of way to their own enlightenment. And they take the world and the world of people, and they never think or feel what the other person's feeling. So I don't know which way is right. I could understand that as a form of enlightenment. I could see everybody blocking out everybody else and just contemplating their own selves. What do you think? If you're one of those people who are, in effect, you know, are just sharing the planet with other humans, but you spend very little time in their heads and in their hearts, maybe you don't want to feel what other people feel. There's a plus to it and a minus to it. We're going to explore that today because when we get done, maybe we'll show you some tools that you could use to understand other people better.
Armand talking about the dog planet and the differences between people and how we need to learn how to, I guess, let go of that judgment and let go of that division that the differences cause us. We're here at The Positive Mind on WBAI 99.5 FM. I want to thank you for joining us. And, you know, Julian, it's funny. In the 90s, as recently as the 90s, roughly 20 years ago, there were more than 1,000 different owners of radio and TV stations. And there was some deregulation that happened. And that number has been whittled down and whittled down and whittled down. And now, believe it or not, there are 6 companies that own over 90% of all the media outlets in this country. And what effectively has happened is that it's narrowed down the voices and perspectives and opinions that we get to hear. And WBAI is one of the last holdouts against this consolidation of media. And that's why it's important for those of you out there who want to hear different perspectives and who don't want a media to be controlled by a few incredibly large corporations, to call in and show your support at 212-757-4488. Because it is important that there is a democratized media. And sadly, we've seen just the opposite trending. So that's why we ask you to show your support for WBAI. And it's listener-supported free speech radio. It's a very important thing to have in 2015. And the number to call is 212-757-4488.
212-757-4488. That magical number. Don't we love that? 757-4488. It's
so
got the
symmetrical.
Symmetry. Yeah, it's got the symmetry. 212-757-4488. If you haven't heard that number enough yet, just get it out of your head and put it onto your phone. 212-757-4488. Call that number. Make your donation. You've got to do this. If you listen to WBAI, it's
a no-brainer.
It's a no-brainer.
It's a no-brainer. Really? And you know, Armand loved all things beautiful, right, Julian? I mean, he just had such an appreciation for beauty, and he always talked about how beauty and symmetry were so intertwined, and that's why I think it's so great that he got that number, 212-757-4488.
Oh, yeah, and he's held on to this number. I mean, he loves this number because this number represents the DeMille Center and Armand DeMille and just everything. And just call that number, 212-757-4488. Now, we've heard a lot of people say, you know, they were so sad when they heard about his passing that they didn't get to come in and meet Armand DeMille. And I know this is a big regret of a lot of people that listen to The Positive Mind that have been a long-time listener. They didn't have the money for it. They didn't have
the time
to put it together. They were too busy doing something else. And I know that's a regret, but if you... You know, you didn't get to come in to meet Armand for one of those consultations that we were offering in the past fund drives. Get this flash drive. Hear this stuff that you haven't heard anywhere else. I mean, this will be your session with Armand DeMille, and it'll be 20 hours long. I mean, how incredible is that? This stuff, you can find any program on here to fit what you're dealing with right now, and I promise you, it's totally worthwhile.
And Armand was a man who wore many hats, but this was his life's work, and this was his greatest legacy that we want to share with you and the listening audience, the fans, the people who have been so loyal to this program for so long. And we're, again, offering this either digital download or flash drive that we'll send to you when you call in and make a donation of $150 or more. Again, that's tax deductible. We call us up at 212-757-4488. And we have several people standing by waiting to hear from you.
Yeah.
And again, you know, that is the top level donation. Any amount you can come up with does go a long way. Every dollar counts. You might think to yourself, well, I can only donate $5 or $10. Well, you know something? That means a lot. Because if 10 people call in offering $10, that's as good as a $100 donation.
Yeah,
so.
And you know, if you can only get yourself $50 together, if you give your email to them, I'll figure out what I can scrape together and send it over to you, because we want you guys to, you know that you're being a part of something fantastic, something beautiful, something huge that went on for 35 years. Armand did over 5,000 programs. He was on 4 times a week. He's one of the longest radio hosts on radio ever. And you're helping extend that legacy right now. You're helping us in this time, which is very important for this program, The Positive Mind. Moving forward, we want to continue that legacy. So contribute.
Yeah.
I mean, and if you haven't contributed, make this the time that you do, because this is a momentous time and era in radio. And allowing WBAI to continue on with your support is so, so important.
It is. It's absolutely vital. You know, Julian, I want to make a quick shout out to a longtime listener and frequent caller that we haven't heard from in a while, Insa Ra Ra. Had many conversations with Armand on the air. If you're out there, Insa Ra Ra, give us a call, 212-757-4488.
Yes, and thank you to everyone else who sent cards and emails and called in and given their support to us. We can't do this without you. And today we're asking for your help because we need it. We need it right now. We need your help, your donations, your support. I mean, if you can't donate anything, call WBAI and let them know that The Positive Mind is important to you. You know, if you can't get any money together, if you can get $50 together, give them your email to the people answering the phone, and I'll make sure to get you something I can get together, you know, some
Definitely.
Kind of digital download of some kind, because we love the listeners. Armand loved the listeners. And you know,
and the
this.
Listeners yeah. loved Armand.
Yes, I mean. And it was a mutual respect. And in some of these programs, you'll hear some phone calls, and they're exciting, fantastic stuff. I mean, people always talked about how beautifully Armand dealt with phone calls.
And the sixth sense that he seemed to have.
Yeah, around. I remember there was one time when he did a program, and I'm sitting here answering the phone calls. So I know that these are, you know, some people plant their phone calls and say, oh, call me at this time. And it's like, we don't do that here. We wanted people to call in who are honest and who just are feeling something at that moment.
Yeah.
And I would get a phone call and pass it through to Armand, and he would take a look at me and say, oh, this is the one, you know, and he would answer it. And I remember there was one woman who called from Ireland. She didn't have an Irish accent. She was American, but she moved to Ireland, and she didn't say anything about Ireland. And, you know, we just assumed she was in New York or something. And Armand just goes, oh, sorry about your problems, but how's Ireland? And she just sits there in shock. And we just heard this silence, and we were just like, how did he know? Like, what is this? And it was this sixth sense that Armand had with callers, with people, with ideas, and he brought that to this radio program.
I've never seen anything quite like it, or I should say heard anything quite like it. Yeah, it was really remarkable, Julian, and digging through a lot of these archives that we've been doing over the last weeks, it's been really special to hear what's on here.
Yeah.
And we're going to continue to share with you some excerpts, some moments, some segments from what is going to be on this flash drive. Again, the flash drive we're offering at a level of $150 donation. A $150 tax-deductible donation gets you this flash drive with over 20 hours worth of programming.
And
vintage classic stuff.
And as a extra gift, we're throwing on some music choices from Armand just for you to listen to, remind you of the you know, exciting stuff that Armand always brought you on this program if you were a listener. And you know, make sure to donate, guys. This might be the only time we offer this. You know, if we only get one chance to do this, you may never get another chance to hear this stuff ever again. And we want to bring that to you today. So the unreleased archives of The Positive Mind with Armand DeMille, a $150 donation. When you think about it, you're getting over 20 programs for $150. I mean, we used to, you know, bring a premium to you, and it was a $125 donation, and it was, you know, 5, 6 programs, 7 programs. This is over 20 of them, and they're handpicked out of over 100.
That's a great point.
We really had to sit there and say, okay, which programs are people going to want? I mean, vulnerability, oh my God. Your relationship with betrayal, fantastic. Love and dependency, what is that? Are you a dependent person that you find yourself always needing the other person in your relationship and you can never get out of that cycle? You know, he talks about this for an hour. I mean, he's going to talk directly to you, and if any of this stuff sounds important to you, if Armand DeMille played an important part in your life, call now, 212-757-4488.
Yeah, definitely. And of course, we would rather be bringing you regular programming. The truth is, we have to do this, and we have to continue to do this until we've raised enough money for WBAI to meet many of its expenses. It is very expensive, as we all know, paying rent in New York City. Whether that's a rent on an apartment or rent on a radio station or rent on a transmitter, it's very expensive. So, of course, we'd rather do regular programming. We do have to do this fund drive. And the more we can raise, the faster we can raise, the quicker we can stop bugging you about this and get back to regular programming. So one last time, the number to call here is 212-757-4488. Give us a call. Make a tax-deductible contribution. And we will be sending you this wonderful flash drive full of great, great stuff. We're going to play you a little piece from another show that's on there, and it's regarding attitudes towards beauty. It's something that Armand explored around our societal and cultural perceptions of beauty. And it's very interesting stuff that, you know, people talk about it now, but this is ahead of its time. I mean, he was a visionary. And we want to bring you this short piece from the show about attitudes towards beauty.
We're going to talk about beauty. Beauty. You know, there are the beautiful people and the not-so-beautiful people. And I know this sounds kind of funny because, boy, I can imagine people jumping all over my head just by my saying it. But, you know, it's true. Some people are better looking than other people, don't you think? Don't you think? Aren't there some people who just look better than other people? There are the very beautiful, the head turners, the attractive, the Ras of the world, you know? Now, if you're attractive, if you're one of the natural attractive ones, you can be either feel or believe you're beautiful. That's one possibility. Or, you know, you could be very beautiful and think you're ugly. Think about that. Think about anorexic people. Anorexic people, they're always trying to lose weight. They could be gorgeous, and they see themselves as fat. And they see themselves as fat, and they could be 100 pounds, and they could see themselves as fat. So they are body dysmorphic. Now, body dysmorphia is a different thing. Body dysmorphia means that you find some little imperfection in your body, and you blow it up to make yourself hate yourself. So if you're 3 pounds overweight, you consider yourself a tub. You know, that's one thing. That's body dysmorphia. I don't know if anorexia falls under body dysmorphia, because anorexia is a total distortion. You're not overweight at all, and you see yourself as fat. But here you are, a beautiful person, and easily you could, I mean, physically beautiful, physically perfect, you could see yourself as unattractive. So that's one way the beauty goes. if you're not so attractive, or you could be somebody who believes that you're beautiful, you know? Now, let's go the other way. If you're not so attractive, let's say by societal standards, too tall, too short, too skinny, too fat, too hairy, nose too big, ears too big, eyes too big, nose too small, hips too big, breast too small, teeth crooked, you know, hairy shoulders. But as a not so attractive person, you can go any number of ways. You can easily make yourselves, buy yourselves a certain amount of beauty. Clothing, implants, surgery, accessories, including limousines if you're a man, can turn a not so beautiful person into a head turner. You know, not so beautiful people very often take on the symbols of power, and they become very attractive. So there are two kinds of natural beauty. Let's go to the natural beautiful kind, the one who knows it. Actually, everybody who is beautiful knows it, don't they? Well, maybe not. Not if they're anorexic or body dysmorphic. They could be naturally beautiful and they don't feel that way. There are the people who know it and the people who don't believe it. Now, if you know it, if you know that you're beautiful, you can either play it down or you could play it up. You play it down when you don't accentuate your beauty. You don't put it out there as who you are. You accept it. You kind of are simple in the way you present yourself. You know that you're attractive. You feel attractive on many levels. You know that people respond to your beauty. But you don't want to be known for that. So you show other parts of yourself and develop other parts of yourself. That's one kind. Or, instead of playing it down, you play it up. You play it up when you use your beauty to intimidate, to seduce, to get by in life. Now, a little later, we're going to talk about what it's like to be related to a beautiful person, a physically beautiful person who sees themselves and their beauty, and what's it like to live in a beautiful body and a beautiful face and never have any reason to develop anything else, any other part of you. You know, we call them airheads, which I think is unfair because I think it's pejorative. It's very sad. It's like being a doll. You know, you look good. You're good to touch. You're good to feel. You're good to look at. But are you good for anything else? Do you know how to choose good wine? Do you have any degrees? Do you go out teaching somewhere? Do you have any other? Now, the people who play up their beauty, I'm bringing this to you because I don't think anybody's talked about this on air in a long while, and I think if anybody ever has. So we're kind of talking about it, and I know it's going to make certain people angry, but we'll deal with that too. There's a thing called narcissism. Individuals with narcissism believe that they are superior, special, or unique, and expect others to recognize them as such. Now, this could either be a very beautiful person naturally, or a not-so-beautiful person who made themselves beautiful. They may feel that they can only be understood by and should only associate with other people who are equally beautiful. So did you ever see these teams of beautiful people like on television, the models, the actresses, the people who go to the Academy Awards? You can't afford to hang out with anybody unless they're beautiful. You know, I mean, it's really you're afraid that it reflects on you. And if people who admire you, who are with you, are not special, then you're not special. They attribute unique, perfect, or gifted qualities to those to whom they associate. So if you automatically know someone and maybe they're not beautiful, you make them special by saying, you know, that person is a creative genius and so on and so forth. You kind of build people up. Parents do that a lot with their children. Individuals who are narcissistic believe that their needs are special and beyond the understanding of ordinary people. They feel like ordinary people don't even know them. They live on a different planet. Their own self-esteem is enhanced by the idealized value that they assign to those with whom they associate. They're likely to insist on having the top person, the best doctor, the best lawyer, the best hairdresser, or being affiliated with the best institution. Individuals who are this way, you know, are generally require excessive admiration. Their self-esteem is almost invariably very fragile. So even if they're attractive, the ones who are narcissistic are very fragile. they're preoccupied by how well they're doing and how they're perceived and what reactions they're getting. Now, this is Armand DeMille. We're talking about beauty. And you're going to find this very interesting because there's stuff that we've learned about beauty. You know, like, what's it like to love somebody who's beautiful? We all look at it eventually, you know, when we're kids, we look at the movie stars. Oh, if only I could have that movie star, wouldn't it be wonderful? A few people, because of their stunning natural beauty, are not directly subjected to nature's vigorous sexual competition. Do you know what I mean? They just have so much beauty. They're not in it. They're not in the competition. To achieve love, sexual pleasure, and happiness, most people recognize early in life that they've got to compete. To somebody with that level of attractiveness, they don't. Many people with great natural beauty sadly grow old, remaining undeveloped, immature, incompetent, unable to be loved, and unable to love, because they never had to develop anything. Not true of all people. I mean, some naturally beautiful people can easily develop lady killer or man killer syndromes in their relationships. Being a seductive killer can temporarily boost a weak ego by feeling a power to destroy the values and hurt others. But that kind of stuff, you know, it kind of kicks back on you also. I mean, you could just enjoy knocking them dead. You walk down the street, and person after person gives in to your charm, to your whiff. You know, they get a whiff of you as you pass by. And it feels terrific because your ego is built well. But there's nothing, there's no substantiation. So what's that like? We're going to talk about that. Now, if you're not a beautiful person, if you're not a person of natural beauty, you can go one of three ways. Number one, you could give up. You could feel bad about yourself. You could be depressed. You could see yourself as unattractive. You could call yourself ugly. You could think of yourself as non-deserving. And then what happens if you get depressed, right? You could get depressed. That's one way. So you live in a cave, and you could be an unattractive person who lives in a cave and never goes out, and you spend the rest of your life dwelling in your cave. You know, you're like a burrow. That's one way. Another kind of person who feels the need for desire to be with people, they see themselves as unattractive. They always feel that they're unattractive. What they do is they compensate. So this is the person who feels unattractive who wears the very short skirt because she is saying, I'll give you sex. I'll give you sex so you'll find me attractive. You know, and they could say, here, how about sex? And I'll give it to you freely because I don't deserve you, so I'll give you sex because I'm not so pretty, you know, I'm not so attractive. Or they give you other things. They compensate. They serve you. They'll give you anything you want. If you're a man, I'll buy you gifts. I'll buy you presents. I'll take care of you. I'll give you flowers. I'll take you to the best restaurants. Compensation. So that's one way of being an unattractive person who compensates. You know, you offer some other part of yourself, but you don't feel deserving. And you're easily shattered by somebody not finding you attractive or reminding you how unattractive you are. Again, if you're not a person who is naturally beautiful, if you're a woman who feels unattractive, you can sell your body, you know? Or if you're a man, you could sell your wares, you know? Now, maybe you're not. Another way that you could go is you could see yourself as not attractive, meaning not naturally attractive like the beauties. But you don't put yourself down for it. You kind of take yourself the way you are. You kind of say, this is the way it is. This is who I am. I accept myself for who I am. And then you're fine. One would think, but then you have to ask yourself the following question. You accept yourself the way you are, but here's the rub. Either you're accepting the way you are and you're accepting of other people, including the beautiful people. And you're accepting of them. You consider, oh, I look this way and you look that way and how nice that you look that way. Or you are secretly always envying and in some level hating yourself every time you see a beautiful person.
Yo soy Angela Rivas y deseo hacer una donación a WBAI. para ayudar el programa The Positive Mind with Armand DeMille. Este programa ayuda a personas alrededor del mundo. Yo sé que este programa se escucha en mi pueblo natal, en Moca, en la República Dominicana. Por favor, llame al 212-757-4488 y haga una donación. 212-757-4488, demuestre su amor.
Gracias, Ángela, y gracias a todos que nos mandaron dinero para seguir con el Positive Mind. We're back and we're doing a fun drive, and I know that you know, many of you would rather hear regular programming, and frankly, we'd rather bring you regular programming, but we do have to do this to keep the lights on at WBAI.
Yeah, and we're also happy to bring you this you know, this incredible selection of pieces of history of the Positive Mind archives that we've unraveled. We've dug it up.
Unearthed.
You know, like, you can imagine.
It was
found
like
this,
Indiana Jones in here. It was crazy.
It was like a vault. I moved a bunch of things aside, some papers, some old stuff, and then boom, there's this glowing spindle of CDs. And there's several of them, and I'm looking at them, I'm like, oh my God, these aren't on the website. Nobody can get to these. We are the only ones that have them, and we want to bring them to you. And so, you know, we're not doing the normal programming today, but we're bringing you some incredible stuff anyways. And I'm sure that piece that we just showed you about beauty, I mean, so exciting. And who is saying that? Really, who's taking the beautiful people and saying, how is it like to be inside them?
How is it easier? How is it harder?
Yeah, what does that do to you? How does that affect you as a human being?
So again, if you're just tuning in, we're asking for a contribution of $150 that is tax deductible, and that will get you the whole flash drive or digital download of all 20 plus of these programs that we've pulled. And I know it's a lot of money. I realize that. But think about it this way. A lot of you out there pay a cable bill every month, and that's north of $100. And, you know, think of this as the radio bill, and we're only asking a couple months out of the year. So, you know, if you know, think about the TV, hundreds of channels, nothing good on. Radio here, WBAI, is providing value. You know, not just the Positive Mind, but all the shows on BAI are providing a valuable alternative perspective.
Right. I mean, if you can eat in a couple times this week, save that money, and just, you know, prepare yourself for that, budget yourself, and get this, because this is going to benefit you so much. I mean, you know, don't let this money go to waste somewhere else and buying some, you know, some random thing that you don't need. This is something that you can bring in, and this is like, it's like the gym for your mind.
It is.
You know,
yeah.
It's the gymnasium
of the heart.
Do you have a gym membership? You're paying this membership $50 a month or whatever, and this is $150, and this can last you months.
A gym membership's great because you can improve your body, but this will help you improve your heart and mind,
yeah,
which is also good.
And that was what Armand was all about, bringing you that weekly, bi-weekly program to give you that little bit of training session for your heart and your mind. And we want to bring you the stuff, that the training sessions that you haven't heard before. So call 212-757-4488. Our lines have been lit up all these last 2 hours. Make sure that you call in before we run out of these. We want to send these to everybody who wants one. So make sure to donate. 212-757-4488. We're only going to be on for the next 20 minutes, 1 to 3 p.m. today. We're almost you know, at that end part. But we want to bring you one more clip, one more piece of these of these programs that are on this flash drive, just samples of the you know, gigantic ideas that
this
are.
This is what you're gonna get.
Yeah, it's really, really exciting stuff. So this one is called "Loving Somebody for What They Do." A really exciting program for me, and I just wanted to bring it to you. And please, if you want to donate, feel free. 212-757-4488.
Now's the time, folks.
Now is the time in this last 15-minute part of our program today, our special program. Thanks for hanging in. WBAI 99.5 FM and The Positive Mind.
I try to build programs about a census about what you're talking about. Today, I'm going to be talking about relating to a person based on something other than what you hear. Let me just talk about this. I mean, what is love? Love is not what you say. love is what you do. That's a common belief. Don't you believe that? It's not what you say you love me, it's how you behave that determines whether you truly love me or not. That's what people think. Well, let's talk about that today. Is that the story? I received a letter from a young woman who's in love with a man who demands that she dress a certain way and do certain things to turn him on. He likes her to be dominant with him. He likes her to act in a certain demeaning way. He wants to have her out of reach. He doesn't want her to show him too much affection. He wants to strive for his affection. He likes to see her as a powerful, strong woman, and he likes to see himself as a little boy. And that's his favorite kind of relationship. That's one kind of relationship. All right, how about this? Another woman who writes says to me that she's with a man who wants her to behave in a totally subservient way, acting submissive, wearing extra sexy clothing, behaving like a slave or a maidservant. That turns him on. Then there's the man who's confused by the fact that his wife wouldn't love him unless he buys a larger house than the one they're living in now. Now, what do these three have in common? These three have in common one thing. It's about what you do, not what you feel. It's about your behaviors. We'll go a little further. Another man says how tough it is for when he to meet people. When he meets people at a party, he tells them what he does. He works in sanitation. It kills him, he says. As soon as they hear what he does, he's out of the running. This is Armand DeMille with you with The Positive Mind. So how do you know when someone loves you for who you are, or do they love you for what you do? That's an interesting thing. I have a friend who loves her niece. She loves her niece. Her niece is just like the most precious thing to her. But her niece looks forward to seeing her because every time she visits, she brings the best gifts. So what does her niece think when she says, oh, here comes Aunt Mary? I'm thinking about the gift that I'm going to get. She doesn't get a chance to love Aunt Mary because she's looking at the gifts. I love you for what you do, not for who you are. How many of you are loved for what you do, not for who you are? How many of you love for what the other person does, not for what they are? This is the question. And it's an important question in psychiatry and psychology because we try to figure out who we are in order to be loved. Somewhere early on in life, we look around and say, who's going to love us? Every one of us seem to do that. We look at our parents, and our parents say, I'll love you if you do the right thing, if you take care of your sister, you know, if you get the right grades, if you do the right thing. So we determine we're going to have to do certain things in order to get loved. It's not like just being there would get you loved. It's what you're going to do to get loved. Hey, Daddy will love me if I can get close to him. If I laugh at his jokes, Daddy will love me. Daddy will love me as long as I don't let Mommy know that Daddy loves me, because then Mommy's going to get mad at me. I can't have Mommy get mad at me. And so we manipulate as children. We play these silly games, and these games are doing to get loved. So the world is built on a group of people who are always doing to get loved. Doing, huh? Maybe that's the way it should be. There's a lady I know who said, I never knew what it was like to be a mother. I thought being a mother was doing. That's what she said, doing. You tell the kids to clean their room. You tell the kids to brush their teeth. You tell the kids to pick up their clothing. You give them money. You drive them to school. You do. She said, being a mother is a do-do. She said, it's all about do-do. She said she stopped the other day. She looked at these kids and she said, I am telling them after 10 years to still brush their teeth. I say, did you brush your teeth? It's automatic. Did you clean your room? It's automatic. She said, and I realize that's all I do. They look at me as the do machine. I look at them as the do not machine. And that's our relationship with each other. So she said, I stopped telling them what to do. And I said, what happened? And she said, well, sometimes they brush their teeth, sometimes they don't. Is it a disaster? No, it doesn't matter all that much. Sometimes they clean their room, sometimes they don't. But something else has happened. We've gotten closer. Well, of course, if your relationship is based on what the other person does, you're really not relating to the other person. You're relating to what they do. If you are a doer, if you are a giver, if you're the person you want is doing for you, if that's all it's about, you can barely see the other person. So how do you know when someone loves you? How do you know when someone really cares for you? This is the letter that I received earlier about the woman who said she has this man who has these sexual preferences and he wants to do these sexual preferences with her. And she said she loves him deeply, but he's got some idiosyncrasies. He's got some very strange things sexually that he does. She doesn't know. She feels like an innocent, but she doesn't know if he would love her if she stopped doing these things. In fact, she knows he wouldn't. So now she is loved for what she does.
Great stuff.
Me and Ben I keep saying this. I'll get there with you. Listening to this clip, yesterday and today again, it's just so
thought-provoking.
Yeah. Thought-provoking.
Even sitting here just now, Julian and I were discussing this idea of are we loved for who we are or for what we do? Right? I mean, what is it about the things that we do that make people love us versus just the essence of who we are?
Yeah, and I almost feel bad teasing you with these pieces because they're so exciting, and we really want you to
get the chance to go through all of them and hear them in their entirety.
So, call that number, 212-757-4488 is our number, and we're going to be out of here in 8-9 minutes.
Yeah, now's the time, folks. If you've been listening, now's the time. For those of you procrastinators out there, I know because I'm one myself, and I can relate. If you've been procrastinating for this show or for the last year or the last 10 years or the last 30 years that this show's been on the air, now is your opportunity. Now is your chance to show what it means to you, to show what the years of the positive mind have meant in your life. And you can do that by calling 212-757-4488. And we have several lovely people here standing by, waiting to take your call and to hear from you. So again, that number to call is 212-757-4488.
Yeah, and again, call that number. Email us at positivemind@wbai.org. If you have any questions, if you've got a weird situation where you've got $135 and you really want this and this is a big part of you, let us know, and we'll talk about it. It's not
we'll work something
whatever
out.
Donation you can donate, we're going to get it to WBAI. Make sure that it goes to keeping this program going, keeping the programming that's on WBAI going. If you like any other programs of WBAI, there's so much great stuff.
Lots of good stuff. Lots of great informational stuff. Lots of great music that you won't hear anywhere else on the radio dial here in New York. And that's why it's important to stand up and make your voice heard and contribute to a station that really is an icon of New York media, a station that's been going since, I believe, the early 60s, maybe even the late 50s.
Yeah, Pacifica has been around all over America, just making sure that free speech is continued, that public radio is available to all. And
it is not co-opted by the same couple corporations or political interests.
Yeah.
We have no corporate or political agenda. We're free to express what we want to express, and we're not swayed by that, and that's the beauty of WBAI. So that's why it's important to support that.
And if you can't donate $150 today, become a BAI buddy if you haven't already. Become a member. Get that tote bag.
Yeah.
And call and just give that $10 minimum recurring donation every month. Just be a part of this.
It's a nice tote bag.
Yeah. I mean, if you're a lover and a listener to WBAI, just donate that bit. I mean, if you can't donate today, we understand. But if you can, please give that number a call, 212-757-4488. You've only got 5 minutes left. I mean, if a few phone calls trickle in at the end, we'll grab them. But
sure,
this may only be available now. This unreleased archive set of The Positive Mind of Armand DeMille. coming on a flash drive or a digital download, over 20 hours of programming, music handpicked by Armand. This is the perfect gift to give someone, the perfect memento of Armand DeMille and his legacy in the last 35 years of radio.
No doubt about it, Julian. I want to thank everyone who's called in today. If you're trying to call in now and you're getting a busy signal, you're unable to get through, just hold on to that number and try back in a few minutes and keep trying, because someone will answer the phone and take your donation. Again, all contributions today are tax deductible. And we want to thank all of you who have called in the New York area. Those of you who are listening in on the podcast around the United States and around the world, you can also call us at 212-757-4488.
Yeah. And if you're seeing that you can't get into that number right now because I see that the lines are lit, just keep calling. We'll be here. We're going to hang back after the program, make sure that everybody's donations get counted and taken, and we're going to send these premiums out to you guys immediately, as soon as we can.
Like by tomorrow at the very
latest. We're going to build them tonight, send them out tomorrow morning, put those labels on, and make sure that these get to you as soon as possible, because we know that you guys want this stuff.
It's important. It's important. And we do stand by that promise to have that out to you. Once we finish the show, we're going to start immediately on fulfilling those premiums. So 212-757-4488 is the number to call.
I know that Ben and I are really, really, excited, and I feel honored that you've all allowed us to continue Armand's legacy and continue listening to the program. And now that you're supporting us here, it's so exciting going into this next era after Armand. And I know he wanted this for everybody. I mean, he used to tell me, he said, make sure, everybody gets to hear my 35 years. And this is our way of bringing that to you. 35 years of programming. This is just 1 year. We're handpicking the best programs out of that year. We've got so much more, but just the tip of the iceberg for you today, bringing you that. Call 212-757-4488 and get a piece of this iceberg.
Yeah, and again, Julian, the faster everyone calls in and donates, the faster we can end this fun drive and get back to regular programming.
Absolutely.
So that's really important, is for us to raise as much money as possible in as short a time as possible so that we can return to the regular programming, both on The Positive Mind and other shows that listeners of WBAI have come to know and love.
Seriously, and we're coming up in a couple minutes. We're going to be out of here, but if you can't get through right now, if the line's busy, keep calling in. We'll be taking your calls, taking your donations. We'll stay here in the office. We'll make sure that our lovely volunteers, Tamara, Yoon, Audrey, answering the phones here at the center, will continue to make sure that these donations get through to WBAI and to The Positive Mind. Remember, again, tax deductible. These donations will go directly to making sure that WBAI stays on the air and paying our bills for the antenna, paying our bills for the Brooklyn studios, making sure we don't have technical difficulties like we did the last couple of weeks. And, this is all about you guys.
Yeah, and I want to say thank you, on behalf of Julian and I want to thank all the people who have just shown such an outpouring of love in the last few weeks. I mean, we have so many wonderful, heartfelt emails, letters, cards sent here from all over the place.
The books that I've been receiving, I mean, have so much reading to catch up on. It's been incredible. And thank you so much to all of you for helping. I know me personally, it's been a very tough time after Armand. And it's weird to be here in this studio. But it's also an honor, and we hope to continue his legacy in the best way possible and bring you all of that that good stuff.
Yeah, I couldn't have said it better myself, Julian.
So we're coming to the end of our program today. It's almost 2:55 p.m. here in New York City on a beautiful summer Tuesday. Thank you for tuning in to our special Fun Drive program. And if you want to get hold of this flash drive or digital download of the unreleased archives of The Positive Mind with Armand DeMille, call this number, 212-757-4488. Okay. 212-757-4488.
And keep calling over the next 20 minutes, half an hour, if you're getting a busy signal.
Yes,
someone
please
will answer the phone, and you will be able to get that 20 plus hours of unreleased content that we want so badly to share with you.
You guys are going to be so delightfully surprised when you put this in your computer and open up these programs. There's so much fantastic stuff. This is Armand in his prime. Thanks for listening, everybody. I'm Julian Joiello with The Positive Mind, and Ben Starr here in the studio with me on WBAI 99.5 FM during our summer fun drive. If you can't donate to us here at 212-757-4488, make sure to become a BAI buddy. Thank you for your support, and we hope to send a mini flash drive out tonight. I'm very excited.
Thanks again, everybody, for calling in.
Also, you can always contact us at positivemind@wbai.org or on Twitter. Or thepositivemind.com is our website with the archives of all of our programs. And to those podcast listeners, thank you for tuning in. And 212-757-4488, get those last donations in. Thank you. Make your donations, 212-757-4488.